pequeñas devices, cosas, for fashion, gratificaciones for clothes, como entrada de cine o pack de cerveza, movie tickets or a pack
para fomentar el círculo virtuoso que significa el canje,
y para que los clientes nos sigan eligiendo, vamos a ampliar el alcance del programa,
entregando más opciones de
canje.
Vamos a incorporar a las demás empresas del grupo del ecosistema, como por ejemplo Linio y Mallplaza, y también vamos a acordar alianzas con empresas líderes en categorías relevantes para nuestros clientes, como por ejemplo Farmacias Ahumada y Despegar, que hemos anunciado hace algunos meses.
Vegar.com, which we just announced a couple of months ago.
El segundo eje para potenciar el programa de fidelización es mejorar la experiencia de los clientes, porque queremos simplificar la vida de nuestros clientes. Y el programa CMR Puntos no es la excepción. Debe ser unicanal para que nuestros clientes puedan acumular y canjear donde quieran, cuando quieran y como quieran. ¿Eso qué significa concretamente? Estamos digitalizando la experiencia de canje y de acumulación. Concretamente, clientes pueden hoy día canjear sus gift cards online,
time can redeem their gift cards online on the app or on our website,
and we've set aside
a full team from the Leader Factory to continue enhancing the points earning and points redemption experience for our customers.
Como tercer punto, queremos masificar el programa. Hoy día, el programa CMR Puntos no premia a todos nuestros clientes del retail. El programa CMR Puntos hoy día es asociado principalmente a la tarjeta CMR y a la tarjeta de débito Banco Falabella. Pero queremos ser el programa de fidelización de todo el ecosistema. Por lo tanto, hemos decidido abrir el programa a todo el medio de pago. Eso es un paso muy relevante, dado que hoy día más del 50% de nuestros clientes usan otros medios de pago en nuestros retails. Con la acumulación de puntos, con todo medio de pago, vamos a tener acceso a más información de nuestros clientes. Y con esa información puedo mejorar las ofertas y los beneficios que le hacemos y conocerlos cada vez mejor. En esa línea, ya hemos lanzado la acumulación con todo medio de pago en Totus, en Chile, desde hace algunos meses, y haremos un despliegue completo de la acumulación con todo medio de pago en Chile y en Perú, en todos los formatos del retail, de aquí a fin de año. Ahora los dejo con Juan Manuel Mateu, que le va a hablar de soluciones financieras.
Muchísimas gracias, Benoit.
Thank you, Benoit.
Y un gusto para mí estar
It's
hoy acá.
A pleasure for me to be here today to sharing with you all the services that we are developing in terms of financing services for Falabella. I want to refer especially to three strategic points in which we are working. The first one has to do with digitalize our offer of financing services. We have seen that digitalization of our offer allows us to attend in a very agile, very fast way to our clients with better satisfaction levels. The second point has to do with provide financial alternatives to our retail consumers. To be part of an ecosystem that integrates financial system with retail allows us to be there when the clients need the financing. That's the moment of the purchase. And also it allows to give financing services to our clients when they want to buy, so they can also buy more products and more services in our retail. The third point I want to share has to do with develop e-payments. Today we are present in the second in our ecosystem. We want to give a better attention to our clients and offer these services out of our ecosystem.
al primer punto.
Now let's go to the first point.
Nuestra oferta de servicios financieros.
To the digitalization of our financial services. I am convinced that in this morning we are very stable in order to take profit of this opportunity. And this has to do with the work we have been developing during the last 4 years, years during the which we have renewed our IT architecture of all our business in all our countries, and also we have put up a digital factory in order to be able to bring fast solutions to the market. In architecture,
we have nosotros hemos primero firstly en todo lo que tiene que ver nuestros front
with our front towards the client front systems for the apps, for the webs, for the kiosks that we will see in the afternoon, for platforms. All these fronts share an omnichannel that allows that all the solutions can be shared by all the channels. And down them, there are all the core systems, for instance, to change the banking core systems. In Chile and in Colombia, we will do it in Peru. We also have changed the system cores of credit cards in Colombia and Argentina. Nextly, we will do it in Chile. We have changed all the motors of risk decisions that are working in all the countries of the region. So we have done a transformation of all systems that allow us today to be much more fast to give solutions to our clients. Also, I want to talk about our digital factory. It needed a lot of work and effort, and now it has more than 300 professionals. Professionals from 12 different nationalities. In technology, it's a big challenge to be able to develop new proposals. These 300 professionals were working in different cells, integrated by specialized people in the US, developers, experts on security, cyber security, and so on. Each one of these cells has responsibility for one journey of client. That means one process from one point to the last point, from the moment in which the client decides to about a product and until he or she uses it. The digital factory and the transformation of the core systems allow us to release different functionalities in a permanent way in all our markets. What you see here is only one example, an example of what we call our rules, my rules, that our clients have in their apps in order to manage the security of their cards as well as the additional ones they use. Another example of what we have done is the opening that we will see this afternoon in the shop, an opening process that allows the client to open in 5 minutes 100% online a credit card or a bank account. This kind of functionalities that we have bring to our clients have allowed them in the last 12 months that we have doubled the number of users of our apps, reaching 2.1 million clients, active clients in the region. And we believe that the investment we have done in this system and the strong orientation towards digitalization allows us to reach levels of efficiency that gives us a rentability of 28% in Chile, according to compare with 11% of the industry. Here is the integration of these technological solutions in our shops. We are bringing the same processes of the webs, of the apps, to the store. You are seeing here the possibility of our saleswoman to show the client some products using a cell phone in a very fast way. Another interesting thing we are doing in Peru is that we have 25 different shops in Lima that are using the internet screen of the client. We can educate the client in the use of digital channels, and at the same time the clients can start being digital, which is something very interesting, to become a digital bank with presence in a physical world. We pass to the second pillar I wanted to comment, which is to provide financial alternatives. The fact that we have financial products integrated with retail is a very good advantage.
Esto nos permite,
this allows us
también, que nosotros podamos darle los productos financieros en el
give
momento
the financial
en el que el cliente
products in the moment in which the client
aquí
needs it.
Les vamos a mostrar un ejemplo.
Here you can see an example of something
hoy,
we are doing today
único
and that can be unique in all the continent, which is the possibility
hace pocos meses
from some few months ago, the clients from Falabella.com, to find an offer with a special discount, open the CMR card, and to buy in that same moment using the discount.
We think
it is exactly to do what we have been doing during many years, to use the retail in order to attract new clients to the financing world, bringing the client from the physical to the digital world. Another issue, very interesting, is that we are developing in
Sodimac
in Colombia, and it's sales finance. There are some needs of the client, for instance, to renew the house, but the client is not able to buy the project with the amount that the credit card allows them, because they are a high value. Also could be trips or to buy a car or whatever. With this project, and with the fact that it's integrated to retailers, we are able to offer the client in the moment in which will buy it, will purchase it, offer him a credit that will allow him to pay in different months,
logrando de esa forma incrementar la venta,
aumenting, then growing the sales and having a low risk possibility to this project. So this is working in the physical stores in Colombia. We are bringing it to Sodimac.com, and in a few months we will have it also in our partner Despegar, that is very much interested in financing the trips of the clients.
Por último, the travel. Me gustaría contarles
finally, I want to tell you what we are doing in payments, e-payments. Since some time we have been processing all the CMR payments in our shops, except in Colombia,
in around
$2,800 million.
But also CMR
in e-commerce for in about $700 million.
No solamente aprovechamos la ventaja de
advantage of cost of our retailers,
sino que también el hecho de que nosotros que los conocemos
and also the fact that we know each client and we can process these transactions, this has increased the conversion rate
en más de
more than 200 basic points.
Si bien venimos trabajando en este sentido,
even if we have been working in this sense and having good results, from this moment on, what we want is to increase this offer and bring it to third parties.
Muy bien. Entonces, resumiendo,
so, summarizing.
Resumiendo, les he hablado sobre la importancia de
have speak to you about the importance of making digital our financing development, giving solutions of financing to our clients, and finally how we will grow in the e-payments world. We are convinced that our ecosystem allows us to compete in a very good way and to be able to do it in a very efficient way.
Now,
I thank you very much for the attention, and we will start with a Q&A session. The model that we have. We are the leaders of the electronic commerce in the regions, and for that we need to develop marketplace abilities. That's a model that wins in all the markets where e-commerce is developed. And as a group, we see a double opportunity, an opportunity for the market to appear a new marketplace in the region with predominance in a lot of availability and where Linium can be a great platform. And the second opportunity is how to incorporate this business model in the retail and in the different models of business of the group in order to incorporate this in an ample way and in a most competitive way. Starting with the first opportunity, as I said, Linium is an ideal platform to capture this opportunity. It's an operation that works from Mexico to Argentina with a lot of geographical coincidence, with a platform that has more than 1.7 million products with six sellers,
and
we are growing in sellers as well as markets from August that we bought it. In Linio, we saw also a platform with a great know-how in order to develop our capacities of marketplace that we have to develop online as well as in our retails, and an operation that is a very attractive of international marketplace with an office in Asia and with a good base of sellers that will complement this offer of products that are appearing in the local markets. There is a space, we believe, for a competitor as Linio with a marketplace that has an authority and has a big amount of offer, much more edited, with sellers that have
the confidence of the consumer and with the products and brands that consumers want. That's why we see a lot of synergy and opportunities that introduce the offer of Falabella, Sodimac, Totus, in order to make Linium much greater with its offer and its prestigious brands as the ones that the consumers are looking for. We believe there is a great opportunity here, and I am convinced that the integrated offer, the power that appears from Falabella in its house and technological offers, as well as Sodimac, will have a very commercial space for Linio that can win an important space in the market in front of
hasta ahora,
consumers.
Desde agosto y como
August
muchos
until
de ustedes
now,
hemos hablado, hemos estado dedicados a integrar el ecosistema
Linium into the Falabella
system. Todas las capacidades
we believe
que nos están
durante
todo el día, desde las capacidades de financiación, de inteligencia,
from
nuestro sistema de lealtad, las capacidades logísticas,
capacidades
de retail, capacidades
de retail, queremos
integrar
Linium en este ecosistema
y potenciarlo con todas estas capacidades.
And make it, have all these capacities. The first thing we did during this month was to integrate this offer of retail. In the case of Chile, for Falabella, it has more than 100,000 products integrated in Linio offer.
And we have seen very good results
lately regarding the participation of Falabella and Sodimac.
And
our consumers have liked it.
Doble desafío, Linio,
and we have a double challenge in Linio. We need to develop a proposal with attractive value for our consumers and a proposal of attractive value for our sellers. The sellers are the new clients.
We are and
we have much more capacities so we can generate attractive proposals for our consumers. And now the challenge is to generate attractive proposals for our sellers, for our new clients. Many of the factors that integrate this proposal of value is common for consumers as well as sellers, but there are some ones that I would like to comment in particular. We speak that there is a lack of retail and consumers, and we have integrated in Linio the unique opportunities that have our retailers
and
very much valued by our retailers.
And
we have created new CMR clients online. We have pilot experiments with some shops with click and collect, where the clients that buy online can go to some of the shops of Falabella and Sodimac to pick up their products, and we'll extend all during this year to all the shops in Chile this capacity. So in this month we are in the process of incorporating Linio in the system of loyalties and of points, and we will continue working in this particular offers for our customers with the intelligence capacity we have in the group, and with all these examples that Manuel put before, like in the site of Falabella.com, and we will transfer during this month all this exercise to Linio. And the second challenge is to give value to the sellers. All these points are common to the sellers. A seller, what wants to do, or the value, is to build up a growing business. So we believe that the main advantage or active that we want to give to our sellers is to build a platform that will allow a seller to sell in different
shops to choose which are the products that wants to sell, and if a seller wants to sell in more than one country to be able to do it, and more than one business to be able to do it.
Helder calls this a seller center, multi-category and multi-country.
So we will develop this offer in all the countries. Niño Falabella, Sodimac. Creemos que esta es un gran valor agregado para un seller y esperamos a principios del próximo año que esté disponible para nuestros sellers de todas las unidades de negocio. Y después, creo que ese es el principal punto de cara a la propuesta de valor a los sellers. Creo que también, como tenemos un sistema de lealtad muy desarrollado con los consumidores, tenemos que y vamos a empezar a trabajar en un sistema de lealtad para los sellers. Y también vamos a disponibilizar todas estas capacidades que hablamos hacia los consumidores, particularmente el servicio de Fulfill By. Les comentamos que ya en el caso de Falabella Chile, a los sellers de Falabella Chile ya llevamos más de un año ofreciendo servicios de Fulfill By en nuestro centro tradicional de Villa El Salvador, que venimos operando y es un negocio que viene creciendo, que queremos potenciar porque hay un gran valor del Fulfill By en mejorar nuestras tasas de conversión, en mejorar la venta y la disponibilidad de productos a nuestros clientes. Y esa misma capacidad, antes de fin de año en Chile, también la vamos a disponibilizar para que los sellers de niños puedan hacer Fulfill By Linio, so that they will have this Fulfill By for Falabella. Y la otra gran oportunidad que también
and the other great opportunity that Manuel spoke about is the capacity of financing,
el poder ayudar a que estos sellers
to help
su negocio,
that these sellers grow in their business,
de la dinámica de su negocio, creemos que va a ser también una gran oportunidad que se nos está abriendo en nuestro servicio financiero.
Financing system.
El segundo punto que ya está viendo de la oportunidad que vemos en línea es cómo apalancamos o cómo aprovechamos esta oportunidad de marketplace en nuestro negocio de retail.
Hablamos
de tener un sentido cada vez más potente, cada vez más relevante, cada vez más competitivo, y estamos convencidos que el negocio que queremos montar y o el modelo de negocio que tenemos que montar en nuestro sitio.com tiene que ser un negocio, un modelo de negocio mixto. Como hasta ahora lo venimos llevando con un modelo de negocio retail sumado a un modelo de negocio marketplace, de tal manera que nos permita crecer en surtido de manera rentable y que podamos realmente escalar ese surtido de manera significativa. Tenemos un tercer modelo de negocio intermedio que nosotros le llamamos Enten Verde, que básicamente es un modelo donde nosotros hacemos la compra a un proveedor una vez que ya está vendido y nos llevamos stock. Este es un modelo bastante común, lo llevamos haciendo más de 20 años en Falabella, que cuando sumamos este modelo de venta en verde con el modelo de marketplace, es decir, modelos donde no tenemos los riesgos del stock, hoy ya suman 50% de la venta de Falabella.com
Falabella.com sales, and it represents more than 30% and 40% of the products. Only in Sodimac and Falabella, and the model of marketplace is 30% of the different products we are offering if you go to the site.
Esta potenciación de surtido nos abre un abanico de oportunidades, lo que hablaba Fernando al principio, en la unicanalidad de las tiendas. Cuando uno compara el surtido que tiene Falabella.com con un parque Arauco, que probablemente es la tienda más grande que tenemos,
Falabella.com with Parque Arauco or a mall, in Falabella.com we have three times more products than in the shop. And if you compare this with a small shop like the one we have in Chiloé, this is 10 times more. So we have a lot of opportunities in our shops so that our sellers will extend the offer of products and we
will
And we call this sale the sale, so the salesman doesn't lose any sales because the product that our client is looking for is always in the shop.
o también puede ser simplemente product, un zapato en el que hemos quebrado en la tienda, instance, pero sí tenemos
en that shop, but we have that model in
esta
that
iniciativa
com.
La venimos desarrollando en los últimos cuatro años, ya en muchas líneas de productos,
years, in many products,
tiene,
in many
tiene un valor
lines
significativo en las ventas de la tienda,
good,
hemos partido, como les decía, desde hace más de cuatro años,
since
con modelos
years,
básicos, como tener una computadora, un kiosco, como nosotros
like
le llamamos, hasta, y nos fuimos sofisticando en algunas categorías. Ustedes, muchos, estoy seguro que muchos han visto lo que le llamamos la plataforma de muebles, donde prácticamente hemos en muchas tiendas eliminado el departamento de muebles, pero sí hay una plataforma, un canal, donde igual todavía, donde estamos haciendo una venta relevante de muebles en las tiendas sin tener ese surtido. Hasta lo que también hoy van a ver seguramente en la visita de los domingos, van a ver a todos nuestros vendedores en áreas como calzado, que andan
our
todos
vendors
contables
in the shoe
para justamente
area
en momentos en que no tengamos el producto disponible en la tienda, no perdamos la venta
the
de ese zapato que no, está, que no está en la tienda.
Because,
y la última oportunidad que vemos del marketplace es el tema de la extensión de categorías. En marcas poderosas y potentes como Falabella, Soy Makitotus,
Falabella, Soy
creemos
Makitotus,
que el e-commerce y particularmente el marketplace nos da la oportunidad de extender las categorías que manejamos en la tienda y que pueden ser afines a la marca. En el caso de Falabella, por ejemplo, ya ustedes van a ver que hay ofertas de libros, que hay ofertas de productos en mascotas. Tenemos una muy buena oferta en iluminación en varias categorías que estamos extendiendo, que no tenemos lugar en la tienda o que no son rentables manejar en la tienda. En el caso de Sodimac van a ver hornos industriales, productos de seguridad industrial, categorías que no son comunes ver en
for instance, that is not normal to see in the shop.
O sea, a modo de resumen, para so, dejarlos con un mensaje, como
briefing,
les decía, vemos dos grandes oportunidades, el espacio que se genera en el mercado para que haya un competidor como Linium, un surtido mucho más acotado, o sea, amplio, pero mucho más relevante y que dé mucha más confianza al consumidor, y esta oportunidad que estamos viendo y que vamos a capturar en todos nuestros retailers respecto a tener surtidos relevantes que los potenciemos vía el marketplace. Esas son las dos grandes oportunidades que estamos viendo y trabajando para capturar. Ahora los voy a dejar con Helder, que Helder les va a hablar de todo lo que hemos contado durante el día, cómo lo estamos implementando hoy en el desarrollo de tecnología
de development of new technologies.
Hola, buenas tardes.
Good afternoon.
Yo lo tengo muy muy fácil la presentación de
I've
hoy,
got a very
porque mis compañeros
easy
durante todo el día
my
han hablado muchísimo de tecnología.
A lot about
y al final es de eso que se trata. Es que hoy en
and
día las empresas
right
trabajan
now,
de una forma distinta de lo que trabajaban hace años. Nosotros nos acostumbramos a ver las empresas trabajando una parte del negocio y otra parte de la tecnología. Nos acostumbramos a que la gente en las empresas dijera que no, yo soy de tecnología, tú eres del negocio, tú me tienes que decir lo que hago, yo hago lo que tú dices, y después, si las cosas no funcionan, la culpa es de tecnología.
Pues,
eso ya no es lo que pasa en nuestros días. Ha habido un proceso de integración que ha pasado por distintas fases. En alguna de ellas era como que tecnología aparecía como un diferenciador en el negocio. Después, más tarde, tecnología pasó a ser una puerta fundamental en el negocio. En los días de hoy, lo que pasa
nowadays,
en nuestra empresa, lo que pasa en las empresas, estamos convencidos que van a vivir en el futuro, es que tecnología y el negocio son el mismo. Esto es lo que pasa con nuestros verdaderos competidores, esto es lo que pasa hoy en día en nuestra empresa. Vosotros lo habéis visto en todas las presentaciones que hemos tenido hoy a lo largo de la mañana y ahora la de Gonzalo también. Gonzalo ha estado acá durante cinco minutos con un slide sobre marketplace, sobre lo que llamamos el seller vendor link, que es un slide que perfectamente podría ser el soporte de una presentación de alguien de tecnología. Entonces, tecnología hoy es
protagonista en nuestro negocio.
technology is the star player in our business. Technology is no longer a support activity. It is the star player. It's the protagonist of our business. And it's the protagonist not only in the digital world, but also and increasingly more in the physical world. That's what we call integration between the physical and digital worlds.
Isto nos permite a nós outros, com as características que tem Falabella,
now, with Falabella's nature, we are able to offer a perfect omni-channel experience and integrate the digital and physical worlds. In integration, we do that in our stores, we do that with e-commerce, we do that with our banking, we do that with our apps, as Juan Manuel showed as well in the morning, and we're doing that with our marketplace.
Para hacer toda esta transformación,
in order to make that transformation a reality,
base la cultura.
We need to be careful with our culture. The transition is not only a technology transition. Even though those of us who work on the tech side, we like to say that, we know that's not only true. Technology is actually the easy part. The hard part is the cultural transformation. A transformation in how we work, a change in mentality, a change in the type of talent we hire. And as this map shows you here,
eu vou tentar, clarificar um pouco o mapa.
I'm going to try to clarify a little bit what you see on the map. The map has different colors that show us places where talent or technology talent exists. Either a talent deficit, a good balance, or a talent deficit, talent surplus, deficit, and balance.
So in the north, with the exception
of a couple of places, typically we have a lack of resources in the technology transformation. In the countries in the south of the planet, with the exception of Australia, or maybe Chile, we have mainly countries where we have lack of money to invest, but we seem to have a mismatch between talent and resources. So to work with that, we are doing development in different parts around the world. In India, we have a digital factory that's got 200 professionals working right now, and which is growing. That digital factory is dedicated to our e-commerce services, Falabella, Sorimac, and Totus e-commerce services. In Chile, we have a digital factory as well, a financial digital factory, in addition to a systems development group that might be more traditional, like core systems and OMS systems. And in Argentina, we are launching a digital factory for electronic payments. In Peru and in Colombia, we have master development centers, and in Mexico we have a digital factory for our marketplace. This is not a static photo either. This is going to continue evolving. This is not going to stagnate. We're going to be putting development centers wherever there is talent and wherever we can capture all of the capabilities found in the people living in those places.
La transformación cultural.
The cultural transformation is essential to the way we develop technology. Right now, all of us, every single one of us at the company is considered a tech person. Why are we all tech people? Because technology development is no longer the sole ambit of programmers or project managers. Technology development is the responsibility, therefore, of all of us. It's a methodology where the users and the producers come from the functional areas like marketing, like product areas, or maybe even financial or legal. We have Scrum Master structures with people that have technical and functional attributes that are working on all of these different areas. And all of this is a concept that has been evolving from startup technologies, and we are starting to move that model into our own companies. And what we're seeing here is not futurology, it's not what we're hoping to do, it's what we're already doing. This is what we've actually been doing for 3 or 4 years already at our companies. And we firmly believe that it is talent that is going to drive these methodologies and is going to bring us to become a company that will be increasingly competitive in the tech world and in the world where we have our businesses.
Vamos seguir aprofundizando todos estes trabalhos.
Let's continue diving into all of this work that we do.
Cultura,
in order to go deeper into this, we need not only the culture to make this transformation a reality, but also what we call the architecture. And the systems architecture, as you may have read in some documents or you may have heard from someone, the systems architecture is a very simple thing. Otherwise, you would need someone smarter than me telling you about this. So let me give you a very quick sketch here of what we want. Systems architecture consists of different pieces, different Lego blocks that have to be well built. Who's played with Legos? Probably many of you here has played with Legos. And if you have, you know
that
no piece ever fails to fit into another. And for my kids, and I hope for my grandkids too, I hope to play with Legos with them, and I've never seen a piece fail. The pieces always fit with each other. That is the only key secret of a well-constructed architecture. When you have to build pieces with a specific objective that fit together, they always have to fit together. And why is that? So that we can very quickly take those pieces and offer a new experience to our customers, offer them the needs that they have, and be able to supply our businesses with the best functionalities and features with a shorter time to market, as short as we can deliver. And the way to do that is very simple. It's by having Lego pieces, Lego blocks that fit together, which is nothing more than the software pieces we have. But if we are working on systems,
estamos trabalhando sistemas para nossos clientes,
for our customers, then we are also working with fundamental information. Customer information. And customer information is very useful to us to make decisions. We're going to speak about that.
Bastante valorável enquanto
but it's also
risco,
pretty valuable.
Nós outros lá temos e temos risco.
We have that information, but having that information is a risk. It's both an opportunity that we can harness, we can capitalize on, if we know how to properly manage that data, but it's also a risk because we have to be the guardians of that data. So for years, maybe 3 or 4 years now, at our company, we have been running specific information security programs where we guarantee that our customer information will be protected. We have a project that has gone through a couple of phases, these three you see on the screen. They're on the slide, and basically it includes reducing cyber risks, preventing customer information from being corrupted, and third, guaranteeing operational continuity. So what do we need to do from here to the future, looking ahead?
We need to continue
strengthening the capabilities we already have. We need to continue working with data protection, especially credit card data protection, because in addition to issuing cards, we've issued 6 million cards approximately in the region. On top of that, we also gather information about the customers who have done transactions with our businesses, with our transactions, and we need to guarantee that that information is protected. We do that by complying with the standards, PCI compliance. All of our businesses are getting certified, some are already certified, but it's a task that we need to do on an ongoing basis. That is the way that we can guarantee information security for our customers.
Passando agora a dar alguns exemplos.
Let me now give you a couple of concrete examples of the work that we're doing. This was a slide that Gonçalo had, and it ended up on the screen for a couple of minutes, and he spoke about this.
Del seller vendor link.
And what I want to talk about is the seller-vendor link.
Desde ponto de vista, eu não vou falar dele ponto de vista funcional, que
I'm not going to talk about the functional standpoint, because Gonzalo already spoke about that.
Ponto de vista,
but what I am going to tell you is from the technological standpoint. From the technological standpoint, we are working
variadíssimas peças de
with
Lego.
Lots of tiny Lego blocks. And what is vital is for us to fit together those Lego blocks well, and for each Lego block to be well constructed.
What we're doing
utilizando sistemas
is using systems,
de informação de estoque
information
de distintas unidades
about the stock
de Sodimac
for each unit.
In Sodimac, Falabella,
in every country, the TOTA stores, and the marketplace,
Linio.
In every country where we're present.
Isso como cada uma delas,
so we need to think about each one of them as sort of a different piece of
Depois,
the Lego kit.
Nos conectamos por
and
outro
then
lado,
we
com
also plug in on the other side with
ele,
the vendor.
E o vendedor que quer colocar seus produtos em nossos e-commerce
they
ou em nossos marketplaces, quer utilizar
on our marketplace.
Nossas funcionalidades, espero não quer ser de uma maneira sencilla. Ou seja,
ele
vendedor,
ele
seller,
so
não quer ter que registrar seus produtos de uma vez
em Peru, outra vez em Tocos para Chile, depois outra vez em Sodimac para Brasil, antes de falar. Não,
ele vendedor, o que quer é registrar seus produtos
is to register their product once and then very quickly be able to say, okay, here's where I'm able to sell it, I want to make it available in this and this and this place for sale.
Desde um ponto de vista
tecnológico, so, from a technological standpoint, that requires us to build a couple of other pieces of the Lego kit that we're going to be able to use in this zone. And this can come in different forms. Sometimes they're Lego blocks that allow the seller from their home to directly use them.
Ou construímos uma outra
or
coisa,
sometimes we build something or another that you've probably heard about.
Concepto,
it's very fashionable. Sometimes we build APIs, APIs. And APIs are nothing more than mathematical functions. We all learn them in school. A function of X equals whatever, that's an API. It's very, very easy. So people tell you it's complicated. If they've told you that, they're lying to you because it's actually quite simple. It is a function of X. F parentheses X equals such and such thing. Can do whatever you want to program it to do depending on the inputs that you program into it. So we do an API, we give that to the seller, and the API is a function that the seller is able to integrate into their system and which will result in information for our own systems. It's all very simple if you've got a well-built architecture and if your Lego blocks fit together well.
Temos outro exemplo.
So I've got another example for you from the tech side. This is the click and collect for corporations. I think Gonzalo also spoke about corporate click and collect this morning. Corporate click and collect is another challenge to us. It's another Lego challenge. Now, why is that? Because we have one delivery center. It could be a TOTUS. It could be
de Dominicos que vamos a ver.
Like we have in Los Dominicos. In TOTUS, we want to have the option to allow our customers to pick up products that they bought at other places. Maybe they bought at Linio or maybe they bought at Sodimac. So what does that mean? It means that you have pieces that you bought at Sodimac. Those items all of a sudden need to be available in the system so that any associate of ours can consult that product on screen and they're able to connect to the Lego blocks available from Sodimac. So once again, from the technological standpoint, it's just about putting the Lego blocks together, fitting them together, and they have to be well built.
Lo hacemos utilizando ele conceito neste caso em particular.
And in this particular case, we use the concept of APIs. That's the way that we've been able to identify as the most agile for building the system, and it gives us also the most security that the system is going to work. And it's also scalable. So next year, or even maybe by the end of this year, we're hoping to open even more click and collect centers for our customers, so it's going to be very easy for them to harness that infrastructure, but it's not complex at all from the technological standpoint. We spoke recently about data, customer data, and we said that customer data has to be duly protected. Undoubtedly, we need to protect it, and we need to protect ourselves, and we need to adhere to the laws in each country. There are financial institutions that have certain rules for levels of protection. We have retail that has other rules for levels of protection, but we need to adhere to those rules. And by working on this, the first thing we have to do is build stockpiles, repositories for that data. We call these data lakes, and the data lakes that we're building or the data lakes that we already have are done by business unit. So we've got a data lake for Falabella, we've got a data lake for Sodimac, et cetera, et cetera. And each data lake is home to the millions of pieces of data and information about the transactions that our customers are carrying out. And then, on top of that data lake, we're able to do analysis, analytics, we're able to make decisions for each business. So depending on the type of information, if information has been authorized by our customers and they're in agreement with it and it adheres to the legal system in each country, we're able to build a corporate data lake. And the corporate data lake is this thing that you see here. That's where we accumulate all the information that we are legally entitled to use from our customers, cross-cutting through every single business unit, and that is the wealthiest zone, that's the richest zone of data. That's where Linio can receive information about transactions that customers have carried out in Falabella, etc.
And
here is the true wealth of the system. This is the crux of the system. This green cylinder, this thing down here that I'm pointing to, that is where we are currently building
our differentiating
value, the value that's going to set us apart from everyone else, and where we're going to be able to do our data analysis. So what are we going to be able to do in the future? We're going to be able to move to a conceptual level. All of a sudden we're starting to mix together different concepts. Things might seem complicated, but they're actually kind of simple.
Business intelligence, is
very different from machine learning, which is very different from data science, which is just as massively different from artificial intelligence. Sometimes we get a little confused about that. So business intelligence is what enables us to report what happened. With business intelligence, we conduct data analysis and we report volume of sales, we report how many units were sold of such and such product at such and such store. It's an analysis of what happened. And we do that analysis based on the data we have stored at every level. But business intelligence is just what happened. Then we have something that we call machine learning. And machine learning is a little bit more evolved. It takes us a step further. In machine learning, the concept is to try to predict the future. So you try to say, okay, predicated on the information that we have, we are going to build such and such model, statistical model, that is going to help me predict what happens in the future. Let me give you an example, a very simple example that we're all familiar with, fraud detection. Based on such and such consumer behavior, purchase behavior, and this card, we're able to predict that a future purchase might indicate a fraud. If this card is always being used in Chile in person, and then all of a sudden, 5 minutes later, it's being used in Ukraine, in person as well, then I can probably realize that I'm facing a fraud situation. So that's the concept of machine learning. Data science is a little bit different from that. What we're trying to do with data science is create a different future. So if we do nothing and the customer was going to behave such and such way, maybe we can do something so the customer behaves differently. Maybe we're going to try to create a different future in our engagement with the customer. So there we can analyze prevention models, we can analyze customer behavior, we can make offers to them, promotions. This is a little bit more aligned with their propensity to purchase. And this is done in all of e-commerce, but we also do it in our financial business. A typical example might be someone that we know, they're buying. We know that they have a mortgage with our bank, so we can feel that they're probably going to be pretty prone to buying furniture or other materials from Sodimac for home repairs or home work, and we can make them offers and promotions in that line. Finally, artificial intelligence is to take all of those concepts and to some degree or another try to get ahead of what is going to happen. We use this a lot using the Internet of Things devices. For example, we can put an Internet of Things device in your refrigerator that tells you you are out of milk, to give an example. Or we could
place a device that sends the milk directly to your home. So all of us who understand artificial intelligence models, we know that we are still in a very early stage, but we're able to make a lot of progress, and it's a big gamble in the future. At the end of the day, everything is predicated on the data. The data is at the base of everything. And we are working in all four of these pillars. We have a lot more in business intelligence done than we've done in the rest, but we are working in all four of these areas. Finally, I just really love what we're doing at Falabella. I just want to share with you that I feel like our achievements as a team and our achievements from the technology standpoint, what we are accomplishing in each business unit is positioning us as a company with a great future ahead and a company that is already completely standing out from the rest of our region under the concept of technology at the core of the business. There's no other company that is evolving technologically as we are right now. And we have to continue doing that, continue driving that forward. Because what I'm telling you now may not apply tomorrow. It might not be true tomorrow if we don't continue to evolve, if we don't stay up to speed in everything that I summarized and described to you before. And I need to reiterate this. It's about culture. The culture of each and every one of our colleagues and associates working in agile methods to make our products better, to help evolve our websites and our technological functionalities and our digital functionalities, that is all essential. And I'm so pleased to share with you that technology is nowadays the star of our business at our company. I now turn it over to Gaston, who will be offering some remarks.
Bueno, para cerrar,
in order to close the presentations, at least, I want to say two things. The first message is that we are working as a team. We are working with many business units or several business units that have challenges on the relationship with the consumer, but at the same time we are working as a team in order to have a clear way of relationship with the client. This is a big challenge, but we want to go fast and leave our advancements within each one of the pillars of the strategy that was described today. We are living this with an objective of having a speed development, but at the same time to correct and modify the way we move, because the interaction with clients show us what we need to modify. We are living an evolution in the relationship with our client, how much it is to acquire a client, how the value grows in the measurement that we use all these tools, how our level of service is going on, the logistic level of service, how much it is to fulfill to make the fulfillment of an order, how many orders we are delivering in 24 hours, in less than 24 hours, in more than 24 hours, how many of them are going out through sellers that are distributing them, how many are passing through click and collect. Our logistical proposal, how is evolving and how should we do it in a more efficient and attractive way for the client?
How do we increase
the attraction that our loyalty program has? How many clients and which impact it has in the increasing of our margins? This program of loyalty, how do we increase our sales, how many of our clients are using this particular way of payments, efficient are we on the management of data? All the data management we are building is allowing us or not to have more identified transactions. This is allowing us to have a greater impact with our clients or not. What's the impact of this management of data in our meta office systems, etc.? How is it growing our marketplace? How we are acquiring sellers? These sellers are having a good experience. Their activity is growing since they participate in our marketplace. This participation of sellers is bettering or not the sales per category.
Finally, how can we add to all the measures we have,
these new measures that we are developing in terms of format and in a transversal way?
El segundo mensaje con el que quiero que se queden es que nosotros ya tenemos desde hace muchos años un ecosistema. Hoy cuando hablamos de ecosistema parece una palabra nueva, en realidad el ecosistema Falabella de interacción entre nuestros centros comerciales, nuestros formatos de retail, nuestro negocio financiero, como esos tres potencias de relación con el cliente, es algo que hemos construido a lo largo de muchos años.
Been a system that since many years is working together, but we are visualizing towards the future how our relationship with the climate is evolving.
Y esta plataforma and this robusta platform, que tenemos strong hoy, platform that we have today of a lot of own marks
with
3,000
million dollars with a lot of stores and centers of transference and centers of distribution,
para compras, also the visits to the shops for buying
and the way these shops attract many clients in a short period of time, the knowledge of our financial capacity of our clients with more than 5.5 million clients in our region that are part of our ecosystem. All of these are 20 million Latin Americans that buy every year in Falabella, and we're using technology to get closer to them and offer solutions of e-delivery, solutions of offerings of products and ways of payment. We are putting today these capacities that are our starting point for a digital ecosystem, but that is strongly based on our physical ecosystem with technology, data, and also culture and talents and virtues, which are the basic things to develop all this. This is the strategy that we believe will allow us to develop in a continuous way our relationship with present and future clients. Our mission is to simplify the life of the clients, transforming their experiences when they buy. We are obsessed on bettering the way they buy every day and give them a big surprise, because we believe that's the way we will build the big Falabella during the next years. Thank you.